You want multiple people watching your money, both coming in and going out. And you want to, from what I'm told from auditors, is change your auditors every few years. You know, switch it up. Have somebody else come in and take a look at your book. Because if you have, you know, a couple of people watching your money coming in, a couple of people signing off on your checks when they're going out, and different auditors, there's enough eyes on it, and they all probably aren't working together to steal the money, that these things will get caught quickly if there's money missing. The auditors told me that, you know, they weren't at fault through their spokespeople, that they settled a lawsuit saying they weren't at fault, but it was certainly a very unusual setup where, since about 2006, one company was doing a compilation audit, handing it off to another auditor to look at, and he was, you know, making the final call that the finances were okay. All of that stuff was very unusual and shouldn't have been happening. And the biggest lesson I think that everyone can take away from this is, even if you trust somebody, multiple people need to be watching the money. It's the taxpayers' money after all.
Dixon now has a windfall from the money that was recovered from the fraud. Does that really give city leaders enough incentive to make reforms? Because you could argue it kind of all worked out in the end, and now they got some money to spend.
Yeah, the mayor told me it worked out like a giant savings account in a way, one that he would never want to see happen again, but still. But you're right. I mean, the hope is that the money doesn't make them go, okay, well, we got it all back, no big deal, we'll just, you know, go back to our old ways. And I don't think they will. They seem to have been rocked by this. And you got to remember, there was a long period of time where they didn't think they were getting anything back. There wasn't a lawsuit. They didn't know what they'd be able to sell of Cromwell's. So they thought they were out this money, and I think that might have scared them enough to know that now you got most of it back, you're in a good financial situation right now, but you need to, you know, watch everything going forward, and I think they will.
Does the Better Government Association support increased self-policing by municipalities, you know, or is there an effort to work towards some legislation providing extra scrutiny and safeguards from the state level?
I don't know that we've looked at extra legislation, but it's not a terrible idea. It'd be something to at least consider. But certainly self-policing is key. When you have a number of, you know, you have elected officials all on a board, and you have that in every community, you have a bunch of different people, and those people should all know what's going on and be watching the house. And then separately, you know, the actual employees of a municipality need to know and watch what's going on too. There need to be more people involved in the process, keeping an eye on it so that one person can't steal everything, like we saw what happened in Dixon. To some extent, I don't know that there's 54 million walking out of a town, but you know there's other theft going on somewhere in the state. So we hope that people who are involved in government and people who are, you know, taxpayers in their communities are all making an effort to keep an eye on what's going on. And hopefully, if there is something like this going on elsewhere, it can get caught before it gets to this point, because that's the key here.